Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining that you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Breathe deep, in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Kitten Love. Sunlight spilled through the drapes right onto Zara, the kitten's bed. The little kitten stretched her paws out as far as she could. She purred, grateful for the warmth of the morning sun. As Zara purred, Dylan, the duckling, began to coo. Zara smiled and gently licked the fluffy yellow duckling's head, grooming his feathers. Dylan hopped up and wobbled out of the cozy cat bed. Zara followed the duckling, grooming Dylan as he waddled away. Then the little kitten stopped grooming. Her little pink tongue stuck out of her mouth as she listened intently to sounds coming from the kitchen. Then Zara heard the little girl call, "Zara, breakfast!" Zara gently nudged the duckling, patiently guiding Dylan to the kitchen for breakfast. As the kitten and duckling entered the kitchen, the little girl said, "Oh, there you are. You usually come to breakfast right away." Zara purred as the little girl bent down and scratched her chin. "Here's your breakfast, and here's some for Dylan," the duckling waddled over to the dish the little girl had placed on the floor. Dylan sniffed the food and then stuck his beak in, enjoying each bite. Once Zara knew that the duckling approved of his breakfast, she set about eating her own. The kitten and duckling cleaned every last drop of food out of their bowls. With tummies satisfied, Zara began to clean her own fur. All the while, she kept an eye on Dylan. The little duckling was just as curious as she was. After finishing her own breakfast, the little girl scooped the duckling up as Zara cleaned. Even though the kitten knew that the girl was kind and took care of her, Zara followed the girl to see what she had planned for Dylan. The little girl carried the fluffy yellow duckling up the stairs, with Zara scampering right behind her, meowing her concern. The little girl comforted the kitten, saying, "I know, Zara, it's okay. I have a special treat for Dylan," and opened the bathroom door. She set the duckling down and turned on the water in the tub. Water roared out of the faucet, splashing into the white porcelain. Once water covered the bottom of the tub, and before it got too deep, the little girl picked Dylan back up gently and placed him down in the water. The duckling began to quack excitedly, enjoying his new little pond. Zara felt worried and peeked over the bathtub ledge to see if Dylan was okay. The duckling cooed as he paddled around the tub. The little kitten hopped up onto the ledge and paced as Dylan swam back and forth. She noticed how graceful Dylan was in the water and sat down. The kitten was still on the alert should the duckling need any help. As Zara watched the duckling play in the water, a breeze grabbed the bathroom door and quickly closed it, startling the kitten. Zara slipped right off the edge of the bathtub and into the water with a splash. Immediately, the kitten sprang right back out and onto the bath mat, shaking and grooming her fur. With water flying everywhere, the little girl laughed and wrapped a towel around Zara. Zara snuggled in and rolled in the towel, drying her fur as best she could. When the kitten emerged from her towel cave, she saw that the little girl was gently drying Dylan as well. He was done with his swim. Zara felt much better now that she was dry again and followed the little girl as she carried the duckling back downstairs. The little girl placed Dylan in the living room. The kitten could see the duckling felt tired. It was time for a nap, and Zara knew the perfect spot. The little kitten gently picked Dylan up and hopped up onto the cozy couch. She circled 3 times, then snuggled into a fluffy blanket, hugging the duckling. Zara yawned and stretched as Dylan nestled in for a nap. Feeling cozy and warm, Zara thought of all she had to be grateful for. The kitten felt grateful for the exciting morning. She felt happy Dylan had enjoyed his bath, even if she had gotten a bit wet. Most of all, Zara was thankful for the little girl's love. The baby duck cooed happily in the warm blanket. The little kitten closed her eyes, gave the duckling a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Zara took another dragon breath, calming her body in and out. and smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted as the room filled with sounds of purring from the little kitten and the baby duck. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.